What's up, everybody? This is your girl, Virtuous Diva & Company. Now, this episode, we're going to feature Girl Talk, where we just sit down and talk with the women one-on-ones, giving our ideas, giving our inspiration, giving our little bit of everything. And, you know, it's very important when you have someone you can kind of, you know, connect with and keep inspired and keep moving and going. So today, I have Miss Pinky from Los Angeles. Am I right?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I have her on the line. Of course, I'm here in New York City, Harlem, New York, and it's a bit chilly outside and the wind is going, but we're going to let this wind flow into this conversation that's, you know, that we got going on today. So today we're going to just talk about, you know, relationship and how during this quarantine time, it is very important to keep those things going and keep, you know, things spiced up and, you know, keep the ambiance of a relationship going, because of course, we're not at work, we're really inside our homes and, you know, we're just doing we're doing what comes natural. So Miss Pinky, thank you so much for joining me today. How are you, darling?
Thank you for having me. I'm doing great.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Awesome. So tell me, what's going on with you and your family during this time? I don't know how many weeks it's been for you, but it's been 3 going on 4 weeks for me, and that's a bit much. So tell me how you and your family are getting along as you guys are dealing with quarantine.
I don't know how long it's been either, honestly. Sometimes I don't even know what day it is.
Same here.
I look at the calendar and be like, what? Oh, okay. It's Thursday. But no, it's probably been the same, about 3 weeks.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm a stay-at-home mom, and I homeschool my kids anyway.
Oh,
so
perfect.
It's not much different.
Okay.
But it is different because, you know, we're used to going to the park, libraries, and field trips, and things like that. So it's a little adjustment, but I think overall the kids are doing okay. We try to get out and get fresh air and things like that.
I know that's right.
It's okay.
It's been going okay. Good. So we're gonna go into this loop, and we'll talk about relationship, because relationships are very important between husband and wife. And during this quarantine time, how have you and your husband kept things going and kept the ambiance of your relationship on, you know, kind of balanced?
Well, during this time, we actually have become a little bit closer as a family. We have taken this time to do things together, like cook and, you know, and really just try to be together.
Absolutely.
You know, we're already together all day, so you might as well do things together.
Okay.
And also, we have been more spiritually grounded. That's something that we're working on, too.
Amen.
So
amen.
So, using this time to, you know, really focus on being more positive, having more positive energy and things like that, and try to get away from the everyday news, and that can really, really be depressing. And then,
absolutely.
You know, when you're not feeling good, you know, that everybody else's energy is down in the house, and it's a chain reaction. So, you know, just getting more spiritually grounded and things like that has really helped us during this time.
I definitely want to go into that, because, you know, being spiritual minded and not allowing the world's weight to weigh on your shoulder. What are some things that you do to be that backbone of your family? Because, you know, sometimes we definitely have things that we go through and things like that. So as a woman, you know, that could be, you know, sometimes those things can be very tough. How do you function in that?
Really, you know, with, like I said, we have made a decision to turn off the TV.
Amen.
You know,
amen.
If one of us start even talking about it, or, oh, babe, have you seen this? Or, like, I don't want to hear that. let's switch the subject, you know. So just kind of being, like, tuning that negativity out and ushering in more positive things. You know what I'm saying? So, and as a woman, you know, you have to always keep this great, you know, face, I would say, on for your family, because
of course you
got
to save your face sometimes.
Then everybody else is like, hey, what's wrong with mom?
Yeah.
So, you know, I've been taking this time. I mean, we all looking rough right now, with our nails and stuff. So, you know, I just been trying to do a little bit more self-care things, like giving myself facials.
Oh, amen.
You know, I have 2 small girls, so I've given them, like, pedicures and things like that. just letting them know that just because we are quarantined or on lockdown or whatever they call it, you can still take care of yourself, because I always teach them, if you feel good and look good, then, I mean, if you look good, then you feel good.
Absolutely.
You know, it goes hand in hand, so.
I want to ask you. I want to ask you this too. I'm taking another curve too, because you know, as a mother and as a wife, especially as a mother to young girls, we do a lot to show them the essence of being a young lady and being becoming a young woman. What are some things that you instilled in your daughters, you know, not just during this time, but, you know, as in homeschooling, what are some things that you build them up so that they know, hey, I'm amazing, I'm confident, I know this.
You know
this.
What, just what you just said, those words, oh, amazing, I'm confident, we do a lot of affirmations.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, daily affirmations, just praising them, telling them how smart they are, and also telling them to tell themselves. So we've done exercises where you go and look yourself in the mirror and say, I'm smart, I am beautiful, I'm amazing. So anytime you're feeling down, they know, you know, those words are in the back of their mind. So we do practice daily affirmations and things like that. And so, you know, I think they got it now, because they can't tell them nothing.
I know this.
Especially my six-year-old, she'll tell you in a minute, I am amazing. I'm beautiful. I am smart.
That's
so
what.
So just instilling that confidence in them, you know.
Yeah.
I think that's what it helps a lot.
During
these times, you know.
I definitely want to ask this, because I've never been to California, and I know it's just so beautifully warm there instead of New York. I just cannot wait to get there.
But you know what? Right now, speaking of weather, it's not, I don't know if they spraying some in the air or what. This time last year, it was like 90 degrees.
Uh-huh.
It has been raining off and on for the last couple of weeks. We are like 50-some degrees today, and this is like so unusual.
Oh,
so
no fun.
I'm like, you know what? Well, it's different, but for the most part, you know, we have like eternal spring, so
okay.
It's okay.
I want to ask this question, because like I said, I've never been to California, and I've never gotten a chance to. I've been to Vegas, that's as close as I got, in Perry, Arizona, but I want to ask you this, in the environment in which you live in the community in which you live in, how have you embraced others being in your community? Because, like we know, we got this corona thing going on and so forth. How have y'all been affected with your community or your neighbors or anything?
We're originally from Missouri, St. Louis.
Oh.
It's pretty black and white. Honestly.
Okay.
There's like not a lot of diversity. So coming to Los Angeles, California was kind of a culture shock, I would say, per se. Well, for me it was, because I'm used to just seeing like black.
Right.
And like you said, there's like so many others, especially brown people, you know. So we live in a community. It's pretty diverse. We have, it's probably half and 50-50 black and brown people.
Right.
So, you know, it's been really calm, I would have to say. Everybody, there's not, you know, I know coming from New York, there's probably, like, so much traffic. And like you mentioned, it's dead outside.
It's definitely that.
When I look out the window, I'm just like, wow, it's not the normal, like, everyday traffic jam. And, you know,
aww.
So I think people are really taking it seriously.
Yeah.
And, you know, following the orders to stay in and things like that. But we do have to get out and go to the grocery store.
Of course.
Because we have a big family. Like, child, food don't last long here. Just try to bulk up. Every 5 minutes, somebody asking for a snack.
Yeah, so. They want something because it's there.
And, exactly.
It's there.
So when I go out, when we go out, you know, it's usually one of us, my husband and I. We might go together, but we'll stay in the car, like one person will stay in the car while the other one go in the stores. And people are really being helpful in things. Like,
oh, good.
Now they just, the mayor just mandated that everybody has to wear a mask,
yes.
Even people that work in the stores and stuff like that. So they're handing out masks and they're wiping down the carts for you. Everybody's, you know, doing the 6 feet social distancing.
Okay.
And it's really been, I mean, it's been doable, you know.
I know.
It's not, it looks strange.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think, I mean, everybody's following the rules and everybody's just doing the best that we can, you know.
I have, you know, I was sitting here the other day, and I think it was last week sometime. I didn't even know it was Friday. Like, Friday snuck up on me, and I was like, wait a minute. Hold on. When did it get to be Friday? Like,
exactly.
And you don't even realize that the days are passing.
I think during the time, it helps us to really just enjoy the moment.
Yes.
Looking forward to what's next. What's next for tomorrow?
Yes.
You know, so not having to worry about, oh, tomorrow's Friday and I have to do this, this, and that. You know, I think that can be something to look at, something on the positive side.
Absolutely.
You know, not having that worry about, you know, what's next.
Pinky, I want to ask you this question too. You know, we said we were going to talk about relationships, but we went into the subject and got off of it a little bit. That's on me. I want to ask you this question. How important is it to you to build good relationships? Because, you know, in this day and time when we make new friends, or, you know, we have people we go to church with, or old people we used to hang with, how do you feel now that all this is going on and the world is changing? How do you feel about, you know, when it comes to building good relationships?
For me, it's like building a good, solid relationship with anybody, you know, is very important. If you don't add to my life, then you don't belong there. You know what I'm saying? And not to be sounding so blunt or rude about it, but, you know, a lot of friends that I thought I had, or people that I thought cared about me, or vice versa, they're just a thing of the past. People have been saying, like, no new friends and things like that. I'm always, like, welcoming. I'm always, keeping my heart open.
Right.
Because you can't say that, no new friends. If nothing changed in your life, then you suck.
Then you left with them old friends.
So, exactly. So, you know, especially moving to a new state, new city, where you don't really have new friends.
Right.
It's just like I want to build organic relationships.
Absolutely.
And I think I have so far. I have, like, two friends.
That's it?
Friends or associates here in Los Angeles, but they came organically.
Okay.
You know, like,
okay.
I met one lady at the park with her children, a black girl. She had just moved here, too, from the Midwest. So, you know, another family, it was husband, wife, and children. We met at IKEA.
Mm.
You know, they were transplants here. And this organic relationship where there's nothing attached, or, oh, I want to be her friend or associate because she knows this person or this, you know. Yeah. So that's where I am with it.
Oh, perfect.
You know, I'm not pressed.
Yes.
To have friends, but if they come,
it's
a genuine relationship, then I'm all for it, you know?
You know, that's funny you say that, because, you know, we use the word organic, because meaning that, you know, for some of y'all that don't know what that word means, meaning like natural, like really, really natural.
Exactly.
It's not forced, and it's not something I'm not trying to be someone that I'm not. You know, making new friendships, you know, whether you're at home or working in the community, is also very important. I want to definitely ask this as well, too. When it comes to the marriage, and, you know, say things get, you know, I've been married, but I haven't been married for, you know, for some time. And, you know, when it comes to a healthy, healthy marriage, you know, you have some people say, oh, we're going to stand on God. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. Well, how do you feel people get lost in that when they want to do a certain thing, but don't put out the effort to actually do that to help the relationship grow?
You know, I just think, like you said, standing in God, that's like the center of my relationship.
Absolutely.
I can't say for others, but for us, we always kept God first. Like my husband, he's actually a preacher's kid.
Oh, good.
So he grew up like that. And me, per se, I didn't really grow up in a spiritual or religious family whatsoever. So, you know, that was something that I had to open up to coming into our relationship. And we're coming up on 10 years of marriage. So, you know, and it hasn't been easy.
Right.
We have had some bumps and bruises. Nobody has a perfect relationship.
Of course,
I don't care what it looks like on Instagram or Facebook.
Because they can show put on the representative real quick.
Exactly. You know? So, but really, being like, going back to spiritual beings first, mm-hmm. and having our own relationships with God, or knowing who God is within us, and then we come together.
Absolutely.
And then that trickles down to our children. So
absolutely.
That being the center of our relationship, I think that's what keeps us actually, it's like the glue.
Right.
You know?
Right.
That's the glue.
You know, and being the glue, and having a family so niche together, you know, I always see this, you know, in Black families, you know, some in other ethnicities and so forth. You know, it can be hard, you know, building a relationship with people with your family. You know, that could be a struggle because they blood. You know, we love them. We want to, you know, make sure they progress. Right. That can be a hard pill to swallow when you're in an area in your life and others are other, and you know, they're in other areas of their life. How do you still be that role model? How do you still be that light in the midst of, you know, relationships with your family?
Yeah, I wouldn't say, like, I like the word light. Because right. I don't consider myself a role model. Maybe somebody else right. does. And people have actually said that to me. And right. it's like, wow, that's not...
right.
You know, I guess, I don't know, it's because of the energy you put out, people perceive you and... certain light.
Right.
But like you said, it really is the light. Always, right. you know, I tell myself, I tell my kids, my husband, we say always be the light
yeah.
in a room full of darkness.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So like it goes back to relationships. Even with people in your family. You can love them, but you can love them from a distance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get when they start talking negative or gossiping, or, you know, you can easily be like, you can either change the subject. Or I'm quick to say, you know what?
I'm gonna
call you right back.
Ooh, cause honey, if we sit on that phone too long,
you know,
your ear gonna be dead.
That means that could be next week.
Yep.
So, you know, just being that light and having a positive way of thinking is very important. You know, and that comes with work. You know, nobody just wakes up happy every day.
Absolutely.
You know, you can, but that takes work.
Mm-hmm.
With, like I said, blocking out negative stuff you listen to.
Right.
Speaking positive affirmations, praying, meditating, doing yoga, whatever you do that makes you happy.
You better believe it.
Do what makes you happy.
I, you know, and that's funny you say that, because a lot of us don't know what makes us happy. We don't know
exactly.
what makes us going, you know, what makes us feel and what purpose we have. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, I always want to talk about having a relationship with yourself, you know, first. Yeah, with yourself first. You know, that's being grounded in God and, you know, and reading his word and, you know, getting that in all inside of you so that you have that to mm-hmm. pour out to others. How important
exactly.
is it to you that you build a relationship with yourself?
Very, very important. Like, if I don't treat myself good, then nobody's going to be good.
Nobody.
So, you know, even some days, you know, being at home with the children 24/7 during this time and things like that,
mm-hmm.
it can seem annoying. Like,
of course. Of course.
So sometimes, like, I tell my husband, look, I need, like, 30 minutes to myself, whether that's shutting through or reading a book or just laying there taking a nap or just doing nothing.
Yeah.
Just laying down.
The art of doing nothing.
Just have some quiet time with yourself, because, you know, that's very important. You have to keep your physical and mental
Amen.
Health in check in
Amen.
Order to be good for anybody or even yourself. You know what I'm saying? So that's very important.
And you know, that's
very,
funny
very
because it took this time, you know, God do things, he works in mysterious ways, yes he does,
mm-hmm.
and it's funny yes. because, you know, I was just telling people at work, like, look, next time y'all
mm-hmm.
see me, y'all not gonna recognize me, I'm just telling y'all that right now, because during this
exactly.
quarantine time, you could take that time to eat and worry, or you could take this
mm-hmm.
time to meditate and eat right and get yourself, you know,
right.
in balance, and a lot of us don't, you
balance.
Don't, it's your mindset. It is totally your mindset.
It is. Because, you know, I was telling my husband, I was like, you know, just what you said. You can come out, and some of us are going to come out being great Yeah. You know,
yeah.
Physically,
yeah.
Eating better. Some of us gonna come out alcoholics.
Girl, not alcoholic with beer bellies.
You know,
beer bellies. Where you going, beer belly?
Partying, going to the Instagram live parties, and you know, and that's okay too.
Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, it's all a balance. You gotta have fun.
Yeah.
You know, you can't just, you know, be militant about it, but you do have to be physically ready. Because one of my sayings is, if you stay ready, you gotta get ready.
You better say that, Miss Pinky.
Yes.
Yeah. You stay. My dad always told me, V. Now, this is what I'm going to tell you, because he's just as country as he want to be. Now, if you keep a bag packed, you ain't got to be worried about if the bag is already packed. It's packed. You know, stay ready.
It's already packed.
Stay ready. You don't know who going to call. You don't know what email coming through. You don't know when you got to go meet somebody.
Hey,
stay ready.
You know, exactly. That's true. And so, you know, take this time. I'm teaching you know, I have a food page too.
Yes.
Plant-based.
Yes.
Eating and things like that, because we are a plant-based family. And, you know, just during this time, it's very important to keep your immune system up, because if your immune system is healthy and strong, then you won't even get sick.
Right.
Because you can fight it off.
Yes.
You know? So during this time, it's a perfect time for people who wanted to, like, even if you go vegan or plant-based just until this is over, just eat more fruits and vegetables. You know, let that be your nourishment. Let that be your medicine, you know, and then you're going to feel better too.
Absolutely.
You know? So just try to get healthy and keep your immune system up. That's all I tell people, you know, be healthy.
Miss Pinky, can I ask you a question too? You said something about plant-based. Can you elaborate a little bit more on your site on Instagram?
Yes, my Instagram handle for my plant-based food and recipes is plant-based Pinky. I've been plant-based going on, this month? It'll be 4 years. Yep, April 2016. I have always been semi-healthy eater, I would say. I had stopped eating pork and beef for a long time. Then I went back. I never ate pork, let's say. I never ate pork, but I went back and forth with beef, chicken, and whatever. And so in 2016, I decided, let me try this plant-based, you know, lifestyle. Just, you know, we owned a juice bar at the time, so we were already having a healthy lifestyle and things like that, and I kind of stuck with it.
Okay.
And it prompted me to start cooking more at home, you know, with the children and family, and it really became like a lifestyle, basically.
Okay.
So, yeah, I like it. And for you guys that don't know what plant-based is, they have so many different names, plant-based, vegan, pescatarian, vegetarian, whatever. Veganism and plant-based, apparently, in the vegan world, are two different things. Some people do it for a purpose, like vegans, they do it for the animals, they don't wear leather, so I try not to put labels on my lifestyle, but if I had to, I would call it plant-based, because if I got a leather coat that I had, I'm still wearing my leather coat, I'm sorry, because, you know,
I got to be cute. I'm gonna be cute, and on the inside as well as the outside. Don't get it twisted.
You know, and no disrespect to people that don't choose not to do that, but I'm just saying that's me. You know, I'm not that extreme to where I won't even be your friend because you are, you know, you have a pet bird or whatever. So that's why I gear more towards the plant based. For those that didn't know the difference.
Well, honey, I have been trying, but for some reason, you know, I'm a Southern girl, so, you know, we got a little bacon fat, a little bacon grease, you know, here and there. I like to see my potatoes glowing, you know, in the grease, but, you know, I definitely have shifted that since I've been in the house and doing more smoothies and, you know, using olive oil and grapeseed oil and, you know, just trying some different things.
Alternative, right?
Oh, absolutely. You have to definitely take the time out. And this is a good time to try new things. You know, try stuff that you've been wanting to try. Look up on recipes on YouTube, because YouTube University is my best friend, honey.
Really, you know what? I learned a lot from YouTube. It's taught me how to, you use different things and alternate and substitute. So, yeah, it's a good time to do all of that.
Yes, you can get a whole degree on YouTube. Y'all better, if you don't know now, you know. There you go. You could just hand teach yourself and whatever you need to learn.
Yeah.
Well, Miss Pinky,
I think it's more rewarding. You know, it's more rewarding when you see the outcome and you're like, I did that. You know.
I struggle with that because you know, like I said, I like you know as an eater, someone who loves food. I have a hard time saying no. Like I was telling my friend the other day, like I have a real hard time with gummy bears. I said they need to make like healthy gummies, you know, something for me to eat, like yeah. So that way I don't feel so guilty.
You know, when you sound like my husband, he loves gummy. And
yes,
he got like an obsession. I don't know what it is. Make sure, you know, sometimes
it's the
he
flavor.
Has a snack. I gotta hide it from him. I'm
yes.
Like,
it's bad.
I know where you're coming from. Yeah.
But you know what? I have an accountability partner. So y'all don't, you know, if you out there struggling with gummy bears, get you an accountability partner. They will keep you in line.
That's very important. That's very important. Having accountability.
Yes.
For your actions. Yeah. That's a great tool.
Yeah.
You know, it's a great tool.
Thank you so much. I'm telling you, I've been struggling with it for a while. I'm just trying to get myself together. I say every time I go to the grocery store, I say, don't you pick that bag up now. Don't you do it, girl.
Mm-mm, mm-mm. Mm-mm. You know, when I tell people that's trying to get Uber healthier, when you go to the grocery store, stay away from the middle aisle.
Yes.
Just picture that. In the middle, that's where all the snacks are, right?
All the snacks.
All the good produce, the fresh vegetables and stuff are on the outside. You
it's
know,
a shame. That's
the grocery store,
so. Or it's in line.
That route first.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The
you know, you have to definitely stay diligent and stay persistent if you're going to, you know, take this leap of faith and, you know, make sure that you're doing what needs to be done in your life. Well, Miss Pinky, I thank you so much for joining Girl Talk with Virtuous Diva and Company.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate this.
Absolutely. And anytime you want to be back on the podcast and you just feel like you need to tackle, you know, you want to throw your girlfriends in and be like, look, we got to discuss this. This needs to be talked about, you know. I surely appreciate
we have so
it.
Much. Especially us sisters. We got a lot.
Come on
to talk
now.
About educate each other on, teach each other.
Yes.
You know, so you'll be hearing from me again. Hopefully, you know.
Perfect. Like I said, it's a round table discussion for real. Because a lot of things we don't get to, you know, well, you do, but you know, sometimes it's one-on-one, sometimes it's group, you know, and so forth. So, you know, if you're listening and you really want to have something discussed, please do all me. But please tell people where they can find you on Instagram, both of your handles, if you're on Facebook, YouTube, whatever.
Okay.
Give them your just.
I'm on Instagram at my personal page is at Nubian Goddess Pinky, NubianGoddessPinky. And if you're interested in food and a plant-based lifestyle, you can hit me up on my cooking page. It's Plant-Based Pinky on Instagram.
Thank you so much. I pray that, you know, that I already know that there's a head of protection around your home and your family.
I pray that
now I come to you and I know that there's a covenant that God is not only a fence around your family and your home, but let him be a fence all around your neighborhood. And, you know, and whenever we go back to work, by all means, God, we ask that you cover them and keep them safe in all protection. We ask that you continue to keep them in good standing, that they continue to call on you and talk to you and worship you. We just thank you for all your goodness and how we're going forth on this day, Father God. We ask that you take control and that we are guided through the night times, Lord. And we ask that all your blessings come true. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you guys so much for listening to Girl Talk. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome.
And we'll talk soon.
Yes, ma'am. Don't hang up.